that is referral from Cheryl Carter, APRN. Cheryl is C-H-E-R-Y-L. Carter is C-A-R-T-E-R, APRN. Because of the presence of the deterioration of the kidney function with the serum creatinine 1.6, a BUN of 18, with an estimated GFR of 48. Period. The patient has a lengthy history of back pain and kidney stones, has been exposed to the heavy administration of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, at least 2 tablets 2 times a day. He says for at least 2 years, period. The workup showed the presence of hydronephrosis, that was more apparent in the left side, and that was caused by a kidney stone. This was in the latter part of August of 2022. The patient was referred to emergency room, was seen by the urologist, and the patient had a retrograde on the 26th of August. There was difficult cannulation of the left urinary tract. Eventually, the ureteroscope was passed. There was evidence of 2 stones, and blasting of the stones with a laser was done by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I. After the lithotripsy, the patient was extremely weak and got to the point that he couldn't move and properly. He went to emergency room 2 weeks after that, and he was admitted with a septic picture. Treatment was given. The patient was released from the hospital. The patient has the stent. And he said that he has passed multiple kidney stones ever since. He has been recovering progressively, and he's feeling better, period. Of note, at the time of the admission, the serum creatinine was 5, and the BUN was in the 60s. The patient has recovered the kidney function. And the latest test that was done on October the 28th, serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN is 18, and the estimated GFR, as mentioned before, was 48. The patient is referred to the office for further management, period. We are going to proceed with the protocol for kidney stones, comma, the PTH was normal during the admission to the hospital. There was no evidence of hypercalcemia. There is no evidence of his kidney stones in the family, period. He was in construction at one time, and he was using a lot of salt. That practice that has disappeared. He's practically not using any salt in his diet at the present time. Once we have the urine collections, we are going to reevaluate the case and design the treatment. Number two, a patient has a significant hiatal hernia that before these episodes of kidney stone and sepsis was going to be surgically correct. That situation is on hold. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 138 over 68. Following number, the possibility of interstitial nephritis associated to the administration of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories has to be entertained. Following number, the patient has a history of benign prostatic hypertrophy that is asymptomatic. Plan as above. Paragraph. I invested 18 minutes reviewing the admissions to the hospital and the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face evaluation, and 10 minutes in the documentation.